Fowell Manor, Dublin, Ireland. The original Fowell Castle had been built by Lord Hugh Fowell in the 15th century, overlooking low-lying country on all sides, a tactic borrowed from the Normans, never let your enemies sneak up on you. Over the centuries, the castle had been extensively remodelled until it became a manor, but the attention to security remained. The manor was surrounded by metre-thick walls and wired with a state-of-the-art security system. Butler pulled off the road, opening the estate gates with a remote. He glanced back at his employer's pensive face. Sometimes he thought that, in spite of all his contacts, informants and employees, Artemus Fowell was the loneliest boy he'd ever met. "We could bring a couple of those fairy blasters," he said. Butler had relieved LEP Retrieval 1 of their weaponry during the previous year's siege. Artemis nodded. "Good idea. But remove the nuclear batteries and put the blasters in a bag with some old games and books. We can pretend they're toys if we're captured." "Yes, sir. Good thinking." The Bentley red label crunched up the driveway, activating the ground security lights. There were several lamps on in the main house. These were on random alternating timers. Butler undid his seatbelt, stepping lithely from the Bentley. "You need anything special, Artemis?" Artemis nodded. "Grab some caviar from the kitchen. You wouldn't believe the muck they feed us in Bartleby's for $10,000 a term." Butler smiled again. A teenager asking for caviar, he'd never get used to it. The smile withered on his lips halfway to the recently remodeled entrance. A shiver passed across his heart. He knew that feeling well. His mother used to say that someone had just walked over his grave. A sixth sense, gut instinct. There was peril somewhere. Invisible.